We are very sorry that due to a recording error, the beginning of this sermon is missing.
His life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, it's all completed by Christ. Dave need not despair, because the requirements are not met by him, but by God. And so he can be an heir of the world. Dave needs to stop looking at himself, stop looking at those moral failures, and start looking at God, looking to Christ who has done it all. God wants me to know, he wants you to know, that you really are saved. That you really are, if you trust in Jesus. To be assured, our eternal home in glory rests not in ourselves. If it did, it could never be guaranteed. It shouldn't be guaranteed. It wouldn't be guaranteed. But God did it, so it can. And so can I ask you, do you really believe you'll be an heir of the eternal life? Heir of the world, gain of eternal life. And if I ask, why not? I wonder, is it because you've been a bit of a Dave? You're slipping back into thinking that salvation depends on something you did. Maybe right now, something is coming up in your mind that you think, yeah, but Steve, I did, you know, I just feel really guilty about, you know, this, this, and the other. Christ died for that. If you're united to him, that punishment has already been taken. Maybe you're not sure about salvation because actually though you've got lots of questions about Christianity, lots of questions about the Bible and all sorts of different things. Well, that's fine. And it's great that you're here. And can I encourage you to ask those questions, to meet a Christian, someone here and talk it through. But God really wants us to be sure that we are saved because he's guaranteed it and he wants us to be changed because of that. Imagine if you knew you're going to win the national lottery. Now, I'm not saying you should play the national lottery. I'm just saying imagine you're going to win it. Imagine this Christmas you knew that your numbers were going to come up. You absolutely knew it. How'd you feel right now? Your numbers are coming up. How'd you feel right now? Next week, how'd you feel? For a Christian, there's something better than the national lottery winning coming up. Way better. And Christians all around the world believe this and live sacrificial lives. They don't want to coast and live in comfort. They want to spread the news of this amazing Christ who has done an amazing work to get us saved. So yeah, they might never get to eat at that fancy restaurant or have the money to go on an amazing holiday. But they know that they will enjoy a banquet with their Savior. And they will have an eternal rest in his presence. And in the end, they will gain so much more than they ever gave up in this life. And so they believe it. Because it's been guaranteed them to them. And so how about you? How about me? Would this make us generous with our money? Knowing that we are actually so rich, we're just waiting to have it. Not striving always to get the latest and greatest things, to be renovating our house and filling it with the newest stuff. We're going to get a better inheritance than anything we could find in this earth. Maybe you're going through a hard time right now, and it's great to be part of a church that can comfort and support, but part of that comfort and support has got to be pointing people to their hope, pointing people to the hope of what is coming, that guarantee that grace has done. And maybe you're like Dave and you feel worried about sins in your life. Remember, you're not saved by your efforts, not saved by your performance. Do not despair. Christ has done it and he's guaranteed it to you. Thirdly and finally, being saved by faith is to God's glory. Being saved by faith is to God's glory. We see this from Romans 4:18-21. Romans 4:18-21 reads like this. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations. Just as it has been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Paul here is picturing the scene that is found in Genesis 15, where God says to Abraham, look up at the stars. Can you count them? No, you can't. But that's how many your offspring is going to be. Consider what might have been going through Abraham's mind at that time, that evening, let's say. As he looked at his body, as he thought of Sarah's, Paul says of it, in very unflattering terms, that their bodies were as good as dead. They had no chance, absolutely no chance of having a child, especially given Sarah, who had been unable her whole life. And now God says, so shall your offspring be. Them have a child, impossible. The thing is, some people think this is what faith is all sort of about. They think it's about believing in the impossible, about the something irrational. They think it doesn't make sense, it's got no evidence. In fact, in Abraham's case, it's even worse. The evidence points completely in the other direction. Richard Dawkins, I think the most famous atheist in this country, says this of faith. Faith is the great cop-out, the great excuse to evade the need to think and evaluate evidence. Faith is belief in spite of, even perhaps because of, lack of evidence. Is that what faith is? Belief with lack of evidence? No. Faith is not irrational, despite what Dawkins might say. And faith is not kind of away from evidence. No, faith takes into account all the facts, all the evidence. Abraham believed because he was fully persuaded that God had power to do what he promised. He included facts about God when he considered what could happen. That God was able to keep that promise. God is someone who, verse 17 says, gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. God can bring life out of Sarah's dead womb. He can create life where there previously was none. What looks impossible with man is possible with God. He has power to do it. In fact, the whole scenario of Genesis 15 is set up to make exactly this point, that it won't be by man's strength, it'll be by God's work, that the birth of Isaac will be a work of God. And Abraham, though he considered his body, he considered Sarah's body, also considered God, and who he was and what he could do and what he had done, and he believed him. And so, Romans 4 verse 20, he gave glory to God. Believing in God declares to the world that God is able to do this thing. He's able to do it. I want you to consider being 6 years old again. It's a wonderful age. I don't actually think I remember it, but I was at a family gathering today and there was a six-year-old. And I want you to imagine being on holiday by the side of a pool. It's a beautiful hot day. Dad's swimming in the pool and you're just having a nice time on the edge of the pool. When suddenly you notice this stray dog and it has got teeth out and it's all dribbling and you're all really scared. And your dad notices the dog too and says to you, jump into the pool. But you can't swim and you haven't got time to go and get your armbands and you wouldn't know what to blow them up if you could. What are you going to do? Well, if you jump in, though your dad seems a long way away, you are saying to everyone watching, my dad is able to rescue me. My dad is not going to let me drown. I'm going to jump. I believe that we, when we do this, when we trust God, we are in effect saying, I trust God's hands, that he will catch me and raise me out of that water. We are saying to the watching world that he is able, and so God gets the glory. It's in him. And this just reminds us that our faith is in a person. It's really easy to drift into thinking that we have faith in some statement of faith. Something that might be written down on a piece of paper or website or in some member's handbook somewhere. Thinking that if these articles of faith are precise enough that we sort of by faith rubber stamp them, that God receives that and says, yeah, this looks good, you're in. No. Nor, in fact, and hear me right, do we put faith in the gospel? No, the gospel is the good news about Jesus. The good news, if you trust in him, about how you can have your sins forgiven and a righteousness that is not your own. And so let me stress, we have faith in a person. Yes, we can put down facts about this person, and the Bible teaches us about the person of Christ. But by our faith, we are united to a person. The reigning, risen Lord Jesus, the God-man who died on that awful cross and rose again, and right now is seated in heaven. By faith, we are united to him. I wonder, do you believe God? Because when you do, you give great glory to him. And what is more, you're actually in sync with the way you've been made. We were made to give glory to God. And when we do that, we actually find a tremendous joy coming in. When we live like this, we give glory to God. It's the way we've been made to live. And so when we have faith and when we see this in action, we just feel even more this sense of this is absolutely how God has made the world. He's set it up, salvation, that we might trust in him, that we might bring glory to him. Salvation is not at odds with how we've been made. We are made to give glory to God, and salvation by faith gives glory to God. And so let us consider our God. Let's be full of wonder about him. A God who is able to raise the dead. A God who gives righteousness as a free gift. A God who does that while remaining just because he sent his son. Dave needs to stop considering his formants. He needs to stop thinking as a Christian, has he been to enough Bible studies? Has he been on enough rotas? Has he given enough money? Is he just generally good enough? He needs to start thinking about his God. And what is more, how is he going to grow in his faith? Well, he's going to grow as he knows Jesus better. This is how faith works. This is how trust works. As he finds out more about him, as he meets up for Bible studies and reads the Bible on his own, as he sees what God is like, what he's done, his faithfulness, how he's kept his promises in his past, you'll find his faith growing. This God who is so able to do what he says. And so this summer, it's great to take time out to have a rest, but don't neglect growing and knowing God better. But what about those times when we don't believe God? When we believe the lies of the world instead? We are, in fact, saying to the world, God's not trustworthy. That's what our life is declaring. I don't trust him about this. I don't think he's got the best interest at heart. That's, if I don't believe God on things, I am saying to my friends, my family, I actually don't think God's that trustworthy. But hopefully we have seen that this afternoon that God really is that trustworthy. He is able to keep his promises, even the hardest of all, that require the sending of his beloved son to die on a cross for sinners who didn't deserve it. He is so trustworthy. So let's not ever let slip that we're saved by faith in Christ. And so Dave, well, he can't have pride because he's saved by grace. He need not despair because it may be guaranteed. And he will find joy as he lives a life giving glory to God by faith. And what is more, when the church is full of people like this, Dave's like this, there'll be an absolute pleasure. There'll be an absolute pleasure because they won't be all about themselves. They'll be about Jesus, pointing people to him. Isn't it great that God saves us by faith? Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, it's almost too good to be true that we can be right with you just by trusting your Son. Lord, I pray that you'd help us not to try and measure our life by our performance, but instead receive the gift of your Son's righteousness. Lord, I pray if anyone here has not done that, that they would, Lord, they would see they will never get right by the things they do. And they needn't try because you have done it all for them. Lord, I pray that people would have faith in your Son and would grow in that faith, start to display the Lord Jesus more and more as they trust him. To your glory and our joy, we pray it in your Son's name. Amen.